With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
Hello.
Hello there. Hello. How are you? How are you, dear boy?
I'm curious what everyone does while they're listening to us. Are they walking, exercising, still working? Just have us on in the background. Curious.
Well, if you'd like to get in touch and answer Nobby's question, you can always text us, DM us.
Yeah.
Insta DM.
Feedback is welcome.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm listening to other people's podcasts, I'm sometimes on a beach, sometimes in a car, so that's why I'm just curious. Maybe we're all the same.
We should say hello to one of our listeners. Let me just find them now. Victoria. Victoria listens to the podcast on the regular. Good morning, Victoria. Thank you for listening.
How do you know this, Jim?
She was saying that she was listening to the podcast last week and... we were talking about your man and the chimney. Remember he did the horrible thing down the chimney?
Yeah.
Well, her Scottish ex told her that a NED stands for a non-educated delinquent.
Right.
So
that's what I've heard.
Well, that's what they would call a skanger, is a wee NED. A wee NED up me roof doing that.
And what is it?
Non-educated delinquent, which is a very elaborate name for...
a scrote.
For such a small wee NED. Yeah. So, we all know a few NEDs.
Yeah, we do. That dude sounded like a Ned getting up on someone's chimney to go to the Jacks. Odd.
I'd add a few letters to that now if I saw something like that.
Now, I've sent you both, yourself and Crossy, I've sent you links to sources for sergers. It's on Amazon. I use the German Amazon site when I'm buying most of my things.
Nobby's got so much interaction from this one video that he posted on Friday night where he has, if you're a regular to the podcast, you'll know what the hell we're talking about now.
Well, you said yesterday, don't tell us more tomorrow. So I'm
going to get the surgery. You've got the contact who can get me.
I'm talking to fellas.
You're talking to fellas. The supply.
Contactless, safe delivery, of course.
I've got the demand. You've got the supply.
Yeah.
We can do business. So.
They are like they're dealers, like.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And yeah. Fair play to them. It's a little cottage industry out of the pandemic. Well, listen. So. If you've just joined us, if this is the first time you've listened to us, thanks for listening. But Nobby talks about beer nearly every day.
Well, it's just because this was a recurring story.
This will probably be the last time we mention booze for ages.
Yeah, but if you want to see what it is, have a look at the Instagram TV and my account or whatever. You can see the difference. And look, if you want to get someone a present and they're a fella and they're missing going for pints with their mates,
good idea. Yeah.
They'd love that. It's Father's Day, no doubt soon because it's Mother's Day very soon. So. By the way,
I'd say your mother might like this as well.
Whose mother? Guinness?
Ah, yeah. Why not?
No, they wouldn't.
Well, women don't like Guinness. Controversial.
That's not what I said.
You shouldn't drink out of pint glasses.
That's
what?
Not
what,
what I said.
What are you saying? Hashtag cancel Nobby.
Is there another voice here that I can't hear? Hashtag cancel Nobby. Obviously, everyone is still talking about Meghan and Harry today as well. It is everywhere. It's now the most watched, apart from Boris's revelations to the state last month or January, was it? I don't know. Most people have watched, 11 million or something have watched them. So it ain't gone away, which I'd say is a melt if you're not interested in it.
Yes. So let's get back to the surgers.
Oh, okay, right. What else do you want to know?
Okay, I've seen all of Meghan and Harry. I know where I am now, unless the palace starts, you know.
My only tip for
back.
Surgers is don't be buying off fellas who are taking the absolute piss with prices, okay?
How much did you spend?
People charging €150. You can buy your own little serger that's the size of a saucer for £16. I can't guarantee when you're going to get it from Amazon. The one I bought, I think you sent me, is
50.
It's 44. Yeah, maybe including delivery.
It's 50 including delivery, is it?
And look, it'll also work as a jewellery cleaner. So if you've,
oh, it's a win-win.
If you've got a nice watch, you can constantly... That's what these things technically are. Okay. There's people selling one saying that they're official. Yeah, they are. But like, who cares? You don't... It'll do the same job. A Silver Crest cheapo one that Lidl were selling will do the same job. Don't get ripped off by people.
Good advice. That's... So we held off yesterday and I said, look, let's hold it till today. And now Nobby is going to tell us what the difference is in the taste and the flavour.
It's silky, and the kind of iron aftertaste from the draft cans, not there. Provided you do not wash your pint glasses. It goes for any beer in dishwashers. You shouldn't do it. And if it has been washed in a dishwasher, rinse it first with water, just nothing else.
That's what your man at Mulligan's told us.
That's true. They don't wash your glasses in a pub with finished Powerballs.
Some pubs do if they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. That film will stick to the glass, wrecks the head on any beer, really. But the difference is you will get that creamy rings the whole way down your glass. The head is soft and silky smooth, more than a can will ever do. And it takes, you know, when you pour a pint and it's brown for ages and it's slowly, the draft cans go black very quickly.
Yeah.
This takes well over, I'd nearly say 2 minutes to go fully black.
Oh, dear.
This is a proper settling pint. So, look.
Oh, man.
I don't want to go on about it, but I'm telling you, it is, and I hate Game Changer. It is a feckin' Game Changer.
You should bring one in and let Cian have it, because Cian, who works here in F104, he's a bit of an expert at pubs of Dublin and pints and stuff like that, and he's never had one. I say the man might cry.
I don't think I could be serving alcohol on the premises here.
Why not? There's nobody else here. Who's going to see us?
That's true.
How will they ever know? They'll never know.
That is true, I suppose.
He could just have a sip, couldn't he?
Ah, that'd be a waste. What do you... Did you get one?
No, that's me too.
Doesn't sound like that. It's more
tea.
All it's missing is that hiss off the pumps, you know? And two lads, is it? All it's missing... I'm going to get that sound effect on YouTube next time.
You should. Have that playing in the background. So you're set to go now. You've got a proper barbecue. You've got the serger cans.
Yeah, well, a friend of mine sent me a video yesterday. He's on a week off, and he's built a bar. He lives in Greystones. He's built a proper bar in his back garden, and he's got a jacuzzi from Lidl, right, the big €400 one, and he sent me a video of himself yesterday. I'll see if I can get it for you. And I sent back. It was like
he is a textbook.
It was like an Aldi or a Lidl version.
Get the jacuzzi from Lidl.
Of a lot of what?
Yeah.
Like, so this was his tune. I don't know. His choice of music is very questionable.
He's got the hot tub there. He's got
the hot tub.
Got the rattan furniture that blows away in the wind.
Right? Like,
lovely.
It's a proper...
Nice setup, yeah.
There's the taps.
Oh, wow. He's a bar. It's an outdoor bar.
He's got scampi fries. This is his back garden.
Does that fold down and be safe, like you said?
No, it's a wooden structure. He's got a dartboard. He's got football posters. So my point is, there's lots of fellas. Particularly fellas. I'm sure there's girls.
What was he playing, ABBA?
Oh, I think it was Build Me Up Buttercup. I haven't heard that since Coppers when it's time to go home. But there's lots of people that have, in the last 12 months, have put some sort of bar into their house because they're just missing the feeling of that.
So he's sitting there on his own.
He's on a week off.
I know, but he's on his own. He can't have anyone in, can he?
He can't have anyone around at the moment, no. So
who's there? Is it Mrs.?
I don't know who filmed it, actually. Yeah, maybe it's his wife, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, look.
That is pretty cool. That's impressive.
This is what people are doing. So, they've all been, apart from buying kegs, which is, you know, that's a lot of hassle.
Buy soldiers. Soldiers is the way to go. So, yeah, okay, I'm in. I'll take the plunge.
And we got some big guests coming up on the show over the next few days. We're going to have music from Tom Grennan, who's a dude.
He's Irish.
UK.
He's technically Irish. His dad's from Longford.
Laura Whitmore is going to be on the show.
She's Irish.
She is Irish. She's from Bray. So we'll have a chat to her. She's got a lot going on. Yeah. New series of Love Island confirmed. Book out. Child on the way. Just got married. Sick and tired of fellas. I forgot as well. She did some powerful stuff to help women when it comes to paparazzi. Forgot about all that stuff.
She doesn't take any messing from the paps.
She helped a law come in that fellas can't do things with cameras anymore when girls are getting out of cars.
Fair play to you, Laura.
She helped that. So she'll be on the show as well in a few days.
And she has a cuddle mug. I wonder if she still have it. Her neighbours, I want to ask her about her neighbours, because I saw a picture on Instagram of her hanging out with her neighbours, and her neighbours are, oh, the chef, the Irish chef. I can't remember her name now.
In the UK?
Yeah. She got Irish blonde Irish hair.
Dylan McGrath.
No, no, it's a female.
Clodagh McKenna.
Clodagh McKenna.
You love her.
I do, actually, yeah. So, Laura...
I'm not paying €15 for your scrambled legs.
Check this out. So she was in their house. So it was obviously a different part of lockdown when people could visit each other.
Of course, Jim.
It was her, and they all live on our road, I think. Her, Imelda May, and Clodagh McKenna.
Come on, Ireland.
Having an evening in.
Yeah.
And they were sitting in the kitchen having a glass of wine.
Manana hair.
So I want to ask her about that.
Yeah.
Well, she can't really drink at the moment, so.
That's true.
Maybe I shouldn't. But yeah.
I think she'd be okay with it.
We'll have a chat. Most
young ones are okay to have a little pause, and they know the times will come back. Anyway, loads coming to today's show, including more chats from everything that happened with Meghan and Harry, the aftermath.
I'll tell you about Apple and what they insist on if their products are in movies and TV shows. Jeff Bezos and his missus.
A chauffeur plays Instagram.
We'll have a girl who found out her boyfriend was cheating by a T-shirt that she saw on Instagram.
Fellas are Muppets.
And lots more. It's all on the way. Woohoo a hey. Welcome to Tuesday Hey. This is Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. 10
She's
past
a
seven.
Very messy bedroom if you follow her on Instagram. Very messy.
Who? Just Freya?
Freya.
I like that.
I wasn't expecting. There's cans of deodorant in the background and everything.
Oh, she's How real. She's keeping it real, yeah. Fair play to her. You be you, Freya.
You be you.
Now, although tidy up if you've got company. Let's look at the papers. It's all about the interview that a lot of people would have watched last night. Some people, I saw a lot of people tweeting. There was kind of rows going on, but it was because the football and the interview was on at the same time. Some people were watching both.
Oh yeah, that'd be difficult. Well, not really, but...
Well, they'd have the match on the laptop.
Tablet or a...
But they're keeping phone. An ear on.
Yeah.
Meghan and Harry.
It was one of those, I think, if everyone's a little bit tired today, they probably stayed up till 11:15.
Yeah,
It's late.
I didn't make it through the whole thing.
But Palace in turmoil over Meghan's racism claims. That's the one, really, that...
Racism and not giving the fella a title and giving him a security. That's just... why not? I know that William is heir to the throne, so his children have to have titles because they'll be heirs.
Yeah, but when Charles...
day.
If Charles is king, then Harry's kids could have been princes and princesses. Anyway...
But do you know where they? Do you know where the, where Meghan and Harry stay when they're in LA?
Is this a joke?
Yes, it is a joke. Yeah.
Where?
Airbnb.
But like the young fella has given up an awful lot, you know, and you'll have to assume some of it is to make Meghan happy. So
which young fella? Harry.
Harry.
Oh yeah, like
he's walked away.
If you're married to a lovely lady and then one of your families, whoever it is, turns out to be a racist.
Absolutely.
That's kind of a deal breaker.
Not
then,
all
isn't
the
it?
Family, but some like, in the family. But you would still think of it in normal relationship circumstances. If there's a row, it'd be like, yeah, well, I left everything for you. And maybe he wouldn't think like that. But...
And everybody knows a family where like there's a row in the family and somebody will just move away.
It doesn't usually mean you cut ties with everybody. Usually you don't talk to Uncle Frank or he's a bit odd. We leave him alone, but still other people talk. So it's like, yeah.
It's a strange one. So yeah, that'll rumble on and on. Although, you know, there's a lot of people asking, how come Harry's uncle isn't in the papers all the time?
Well, yeah, there is absolutely that as well. Yeah.
How come the focus on is on this?
Well, the BBC did try and make inroads there, but... Yeah, it's a good distraction for all that, from their perspective.
Now, I don't think if anybody... Did anyone notice that Eamon's headline at 7 o'clock was...
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The virus is, I can't remember the exact wording what he said, but
it's under control. It's coming back under control.
It's coming under control. Yeah. That's the kind of thing we dreamed of, and it just happened. It was like, oh yeah, well, what about Megan? The virus is under control was the headline at 7 a.m. everyone, or coming under control. Things are looking good. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
So the COVID patients in hospital drops to below 400. Those 400 aren't all on ICU.
Over 100, yeah, in ICU. But that could like go under 100 in the next couple of days. Please God.
So also yesterday, so there's continuing progress in suppressing the transmission of COVID-19. And what they did reveal last night was, and I just want to get these, so there's accelerated progress. They also said that the R number has stabilised to 0.7 or to 0.8 or maybe even better. But the big thing was, if you've been doubly vaccinated, they're pretty much saying, and I just want to get this exactly right.
Yes,
so
I think you can go to another person's home who's also a double vaccination and not wear a mask. I think
you don't need social distancing. And if you're in a company of two people who have been doubly vaccinated, then that's even stronger the case.
So, hypothetically, could I open Jim Jim's Double Jabber Disco Bar and only allow in people who've had double jabbers?
They can
dance on tables and have scoops. And now they'll all be 85 and over, except for one or two people.
Well,
they'll be frontliners and the 85s and older. But I tell you, we could put together a really good playlist of stuff they'd like.
Yeah, well, those people deserve more than anybody.
Yeah,
to have something.
Now, it also means that if you are, okay, if you're a double jabber and you're 85, you can now visit one home without having social distancing, which means you can hug your grandchildren as long as they've no symptoms.
Yeah.
Is that right? Maybe I'm wrong.
Of those over 85 who've yet to get their first dose, there's about 500 of those people in the country, apparently, left. And that's it. So they did quite a lot up to the weekend. So as of yesterday, 513,000 doses have been administered. 363,000 are first doses. And 150,000 almost are second doses.
Double jabbers.
They're the double
so
jabbers.
So there's enough to open a restaurant. Jim Jim's Double Jabber Disco Bar could open. And they could drive there.
Yeah, or a festival or something, yeah.
And if they had a little passport that was stamped, are you a double jabber? In you go. Not tonight. What, single jabber? Not tonight.
There's so much news. I read this in great detail. That was the essence of it. I just wanted to get it word for word perfect. But yeah, if you have been vaccinated, and especially the other people, they might not necessarily have to be vaccinated, but they were at low risk if they got it. So that could be a younger person meeting an older person who has had the two doses.
Well, and so what was the most positive press conference so far, wasn't it, yesterday?
It was.
They said it's looking like summer will be even better than last summer.
It sounds like, yeah, and then if they do get more vaccines quicker, it's all worst case scenario in terms of vaccines at the moment. So, yeah, imagine June. Imagine the day where there's no distancing. I mean, that is quite a while away.
I think that is quite a while away, yeah. But there could be, if you got the...
It feels a lot more positive than it did in December.
And also they had said that people who've had COVID are immune for, they think, more longer than 3 months is 6 months or something. So they wouldn't have to, if they were near somebody, they wouldn't be considered a close contact anymore. So there's loads of really positive news. It's all going
the right direction.
Do you remember, it was around, it was nearly this time last year that we started working from home.
Yeah, I was getting close to it.
I think I started, I worked from home the 12th of March 2020 was the first day.
Coming up, Piers Morgan has just done something that just doesn't normally happen on live television. We'll bring it to you in 3 minutes. It's F104. Someone has rattled his long overdue cage.
So, Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones has spoken out against ageism in Hollywood after a facialist told her she needed filters. She's only 28.
Fillers at 28.
Looks like filters. Yeah.
Well, filters and fillers. Filters are a lot cheaper.
Well, everyone who's 28 has filters.
Yeah.
But yeah, fillers at 28.
Now, she did say she showed them the door, which is good.
I just showed her the door. I was literally like, get out. Her exact words were, you can have your face back. Then you can have your face back. What is she talking about? Like, she, I would imagine she's very soft.
She's gorgeous.
She's good. Well, obviously she's gorgeous. But like, her skin is amazing.
Why would you need to change her?
Yeah, it wouldn't change her. She's in that terrible film Last Christmas, isn't she?
I wouldn't judge her on just that.
No, but like, you'd nearly watch it because she's so lovely.
Yeah.
Even though it's absolutely awful.
Yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion launches Women on Top in honour of International Women's Day yesterday. Megan Thee Stallion announces her new initiative with Fashion Nova titled Women on Top.
This is good now. This is scholarships to women entrepreneurs, students, businesses owned by women, and $1 million. I know she's an artist and she's famous, but still, it's a significant amount of money.
They'll be giving away $1 million in grants and scholarships to women. Here's what she said.
What's up, hotties? It's Megan Thee Stallion, aka the Hot Girl Coach, and today is International Women's Day, and I'm so excited to announce that Fashion Nova and I are coming together on a woman empowerment initiative called Women on Top, and we're giving away $1 million in grants and scholarships all month to all the women, okay? And the first organization that I want to give a big shout-out to and the first $25,000 to is the YWCA in Houston. So keep checking in on the winners, and love y'all.
Hey, Megan Thee, just slow down a little bit.
That's a good scholarship. Did you see Burger King yesterday?
What'd they do?
Oh my.
Was this Sean Burke's thing?
God. Sean Burke was doing a parody of what actually happened.
Okay.
They tweeted on International Women's Day.
Hey girls, take the day off from the cooking.
No, they said a woman's place is in the kitchen. That was their tweet on International Women's Day. Then they left it for a while. And then they responded to it by going, only if they want to. We've only got 20% of our chefs are female. We want to change that by having these scholarships to come and work in Burger King. But by that stage, the whole world was just going, what?
Well, they must have planned. I mean, I'm not saying it was right, but they knew what they were doing. It was obviously planned.
It was, yeah, but so somebody somewhere, like the John Burke sketch, they had a meeting and thought this would be a good idea.
Yeah.
This is, you know, yeah, I know, it'd be a bit negative, but everyone would be talking about it. Yeah, that's not good.
Airlines, you should have done the same. Only 4% of pilots are women. Places in the kitchen. Wow. I think that was possibly judged.
So they've taken it down now. They've apologised. Really? But it was there for ages yesterday.
Now, in case you feel, after watching Hagen and Mary, I'm going to keep on that.
Hagen and Mary.
You know, he's had a lot of money cut off and he's had to pay for his own security. In the last 12 months, right, so, well, beyond that, you got inheritance from Diana, fair enough. He gets 2.3 million sterling a year from Prince Charles, still. He's on an army pension. He gets about €1 million for after-dinner speeches. He got one of them for JP Morgan's back in January 2020. He did the deal with Netflix for $100 million and Spotify are doing $18 million for that Archwell Media Company podcast.
Yeah.
Now, well, he wouldn't have had to do those things, but it's a significant amount.
But that's the lifestyle he's accustomed to. That's just breaking even.
Yeah, but when you hear the lives that they're accustomed to, it's just a lot of what we've all been doing. It's like staying at home watching Netflix, because Megan says she was allowed to leave the house twice in 4 months.
Yeah.
So, what would you spend the money on?
I know what I'd spend the money on. Pepe Le Pew has been removed from Space Jam 2. Do you remember Pepe Le Pew?
Only from you talking about him.
What do you mean? It's a cartoon. It's on all the time. It's like Donald Duck or
anything. No, I know, but You always nail the pronunciation.
Right. He may have started alongside Michael Jordan in the original Space Jam a quarter of a century ago, but it looks like Pepe Le Pew won't be making a return to the flick's sequel. The French striped skunk recently came under intense scrutiny for his over-the-top approach to finding love.
So are we cancelling skunks now?
The whole thing is Pepe Le Pew thinks this cat is also a skunk, and he's overly keen to...
And what, are cats offended?
Somebody declared that Looney Tunes character normalised, I won't even go into it, but a very nasty culture. And they've decided to cut the character from Space Jam. Now, I can't really remember Pepe Le Pew.
I think I remember
now. He has a French accent, and he won't leave this cat alone.
I think, yeah, but I think that's the thing. It's the message of, if the cat ain't interested, leave the cat alone.
Yeah, leave the cat alone.
You know, but animal kingdoms, they don't really get that. You know, like dogs, there's only so many times you can say, will you stop, will you stop, will you stop. They're still going to try.
And it's possibly racist as well, that French skunks won't leave you alone.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, some French men are very romantic.
French men, I'm talking about French skunks.
Okay.
Nobby, coming up in the next Dish the Dirt, I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your mind. It's a showbiz fact. And when you watch TV from now on, you're going to go, oh my God, the fact that the lads told us. There it is. It's true.
Right. And the other bit of news is, about an hour ago, Piers Morgan walked off Good Morning Britain.
Piers walking.
But he's back in again now.
Yeah. So the weatherman that he has bants with on a regular basis.
Called him out.
Yeah, you give out to me about that, will you?
I'm not listening to this.
I'm getting hounded on Twitter. You give out to me, I'll storm off and take some of the heat off.
It's 7:52.
This is going to change everything, right? So, and this has been revealed by a director, Rian Johnson. He directed Knives Out.
Trust him already, Rian Johnson.
So Rian Johnson sounds Irish. Here's the thing. Apple products.
Yeah.
In movies and in TV shows.
Is this like the Tom Cruise thing where he tells you how to set up your telly?
No. Apple products are only allowed to be used by characters who are good.
You're joking.
Yeah. If there's a bad guy in a movie or a TV show, and you can go back and check this.
But how can they control that?
Because Apple products say, do you want to have Apple products in your movie? Yeah, well, you can't have a baddie. So if a goodie...
He's on Android, is he? The bad lads.
If a goodie is on... an Android,
yeah.
Say a cop, right, is on an Android, or you know, PC or whatever. Plot twist, turns out they're a baddie.
Did Frank Underwood not have an iPhone?
Now, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
but I think Apple financed that whole production.
So they blurred their own lines.
There was almost an Apple logo in every single.
There really was
in every single frame.
Ridiculous.
So I don't know if that counts, because that's the one that came to mind. That's the only one I could think
of.
So apparently, if you're looking at a whodunit or anything like that, if they're using Apple, they're good. If they're not using Apple, they're bad.
But obviously, if you're a film director, you can go to a shop and buy a phone, an iPhone, and give it to a baddie.
No, you can't.
Hello, Batman. I'm ringing on my new 12.
Is that Bane, is it?
Well, it meant to be Bane, yeah.
So Rian Johnson said all the other directors are going to want to kill him after he's revealed this, because there's loads of plot twist things. And if they're using an Apple, Apple won't let you use their product in a movie or a TV show. You have to get clearance, you know.
Alright, Stace, I'm ringing you on my Android.
And if they do use it, if they blur out the logo, that means they didn't get clearance.
Well, James Corden blurs out his logo all the time.
Yeah.
So, is it clearance though, or is it they don't want to give them free ads?
Well, whatever it is, I don't know. But like, so Apple insist that their products are viewed in a positive light always. So if there's a baddie, and it could be a baddie who looks like a goodie at the beginning, but if they're not using Apple, they could be a baddie.
Okay, I'll go along with that theory. I don't know if this person has something to. Love it. Here's some other mad news, right? Jeff Bezos himself and Mackenzie break up, get divorced 2 years ago. Mackenzie Scott, she got married. They're not sure at the weekend, but they announced at the weekend. She marries the school teacher where their kids go to school. Okay. She's worth $53 billion. He's a philanthropist and a novelist. I don't mean just a teacher, but he's other things going on. I think
he's not a full time teacher.
He's got a bit of wealth himself.
He pops in.
Also a baldy, right? But she traded. He's a bit younger than Jeff. Jeff's nearly 60. He's going to step down as the active boss of Amazon this year.
She has a thing for baldies, is she?
She has a thing for baldies. So, but this is like Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow. And I always struggle with this a little bit. I'm not saying it's wrong or anything, but Jeff Bezos released a statement at the weekend. Dan is such a great guy. I'm so happy and excited for the both of them.
They only got divorced 2 years ago. Would it still be a little bit raw, no?
Well, it depends. If they wanted to get divorced, if they really wanted to get divorced, then 2 years after that, it's like, oh, fair play to you. Off you go now. Have the crack.
She changed her Twitter bio at the weekend. She said that I live with four in Seattle with four children and my husband Dan.
And is he independently wealthy or?
I get the vibe that he is, but obviously he's not going to be as independently wealthy as her. She's the third richest woman
probably
in the world.
A prenup. If she only knows him 2 years, maybe she knows him for ages. Maybe that's the reason they broke up.
Well, if the Canes have been gone since junior infants, and
a parent-teacher meeting.
Yeah.
Do you know who came around today?
And Jeff
Bezos and his wife. His wife's all right.
Jeff didn't turn up. He was too busy running his business.
Yeah, Jeff didn't show up. His wife really, really likes me.
Yeah. I gave them all A's.
Who am I talking to?
But I just think look, it's very mature. It's a good sign that, you know, a man can say that.
Some couples just break up and it's not sort of acrimonious.
I know. I mean, I saw a post yesterday that stopped me in my tracks as well about International Women's Day, and it was a woman who posted, she works in a really male-dominated industry, and she said, thank you for all the powerful women that I've worked with, but also thank you to all the men who made me feel part of the team.
Yeah.
So I thought, well done.
Nice one.
So similar to Jeff, but also I think a bit weird.
What is?
Dan's a great guy. He's with your ex missus.
He's a great guy. What is he supposed to say?
He's minding your
kids. You might hate him in real life. The weirdest one was when Bruce Willis.
Yes.
When he split up and the.
Ashton
Kutcher, who's now married to somebody his own age.
Yeah, Mila.
He's going out with Demi Moore. Demi Moore is across the road in Bruce Willis's old house with all Bruce Willis's kids in there. And he buys the house across the road. Keep
just
an eye on him.
Stare at the man.
And then he puts a tent up because he couldn't move into the house. He puts a tent up in the garden. So when Ashton Kutcher is closing the curtains, I'll close the curtains, Demi, hang on
John McClane is staring at you.
Yeah, he's there in the middle of the night.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah, John McClane is like, that's my
look,
wife.
Maybe these are just very forward thinking men and, you know.
Well, that's not forward thinking. Buying a house across the road
well,
is
not,
like.
Not him, but
yeah,
Jeff.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, Jeff. Anyway, I just saw that and thought of everyone.
FM104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low-cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM104's Instagram.
I think Sean might have my dream job, Jim. Sean, you're a chauffeur.
That I am, yeah.
So do you get to drive around in an S-Class or a 7 Series all day? Or
sometimes, yeah. An LS class, yeah, sometimes.
And is there just lots of waiting around?
Most of the time in the airport. It's a bit of a ghost town now at the moment, but.
Do you get to hold a sign up?
Sometimes, yeah.
Is that really your dream job? Yeah.
A dream job, no, but.
No, it's Nobby's dream. So
it pays the bills.
Do you wear the gloves and the hat and everything?
Just for the fancy customers.
Wow.
Just the weekends. And what do you, like, all the waiting around, is that, like, Netflix, listen to the radio, read the paper? What do you do in the waiting around time?
Just stand there and look handsome.
Right.
Is it against the rules for you to tell us who the most famous person you've had in your...
It is, yeah. I couldn't say that.
Were they really famous, though?
Yeah, fairly famous, sorry. Mm.
And are you a chauffeur who likes to talk, or do you have to wait till you're spoken to?
I normally wait till you're spoken to, and then if they're you kind of gauge if they're up for chats, they're up for chats, but
No, I just think it's an interesting job because, I mean, taxi drivers have to take a lot, they have to deal with passengers of all kinds and at all hours of the day. So I think maybe, I don't know, but I assume chauffeurs have a slightly less difficult passenger list to deal with.
Yeah.
You know?
And what's the biggest
tip? Bus lanes.
What's the biggest tip you've ever got?
Sorry?
What's the biggest tip you ever got?
Probably 200 or 300 quid.
Yes.
Alright.
That's another good reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright. Well, we're hoping to give you a grand tip today.
Yeah, I'm hoping so too.
These are very doable. I'm surprised. The day after we had a winner, you're making these doable.
I got 10 yesterday myself, so I'm hopeful today, yeah.
Did I get a 10, Jim? I think I did.
You got
no?
a 9.
Oh, I got a 9.
So, Sean, best of luck.
Here we go.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
Who interviewed Meghan and Harry on TV the other day?
Oprah.
Aberdeen and Dundee are cities in what country?
England.
What number month of the year is October?
10.
Basmati and jasmine are types of what?
Rice.
True or false? Nobby once appeared on The Den when he was only 9.
True.
Spell the word believe.
B-E-L-I-E-V-E.
Couple is the Irish word for which animal?
Horse.
In what town in Ireland is Electric Picnic held?
Stradbally.
How many pieces do each player start with on a drafts board?
12.
And in Dunleary or Dunlera, which pier is longer, the east or the west pier?
The east pier.
That's the one I got wrong too.
It's the west pier. The west pier is slightly longer.
That's the one without the bandstand.
That's the one where the, yeah, there's
more fisher people on it.
Yeah, people fish down the end, yeah. So, unfortunately, you didn't get 10. Sean, as you can gather from that. Scotland. No, Aberdeen and Dundee are cities in Scotland.
Scotland, feck, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was not on The Den.
All right.
You can imagine you on The Den.
Yeah. Why, because it's full of puppets?
No, just, I don't know, you talk about The Den, like, I know you really loved it, so...
I did send them a letter a lot, all right, to get my name read out. Never happened.
So you got 7 today, Sean.
No worries.
No big grand tip today, unfortunately, but hopefully you get one from a passenger.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Fair play to you.
All right, good
luck. All right, take care. Bye.
So, Sean Williamson, Barry from EastEnders. Oh, no, sorry, it's not him. It's Meghan Markle's dad.
He's live from Mexico.
Yeah, he's appeared. And apparently she said some stuff about him on TV recently as well. So
on the Oprah version, it was kind of nice. She just said, I lost my relationship with my father over. Didn't go into any more details on that.
Well, he's been interviewed only a couple of hours ago by Piers Morgan. He's behind you. I walk off set because the weatherman upset me. See you later for coffee. Here's what Meghan Markle's dad has been saying.
Thomas Markle.
Well, I'm very disappointed about it. I don't think that... I've apologized about this thing, what happened, at least 100 times or so. Bottom line is I've never heard back from Meghan or Harry in any way, shape, or form. When they say that I'm marrying and taking advantage of the press, well, basically what I do, because I haven't heard from them, is I'll do a story for the press. If I don't hear from them in 30 days, then I'll do another story for the press. And I've yet to hear from them.
Thomas...
I would love to hear from them. And
of course.
And they would say, Thomas, why do you keep talking to the press? What's your response to that?
Because they're not talking to me.
The story.
When they decide to talk to me, I'll stop talking to the press.
It's very sad as well.
You know? It is all very sad. Absolutely, yeah. It's like two families falling apart over this.
So an hour or so ago, Piers walked off the set. You know, it was clearly just to kind of get the public's attention about this.
Yeah. And then he was back on within 20 minutes.
A little bit of that is here.
And I understand that you've got a personal relationship with Meghan Markle, or had one, and she cut you off. She's entitled to cut you off if she wants to. Has she said anything about you since she cut you off? I don't think she has, but yet you continue to trash her.
OK, I'm done with this.
No.
Sorry, no. Sorry.
Do you know what? That's pathetic.
You can trash me, maybe, not my
No.
See you later.
I'm being...
Sorry, can't
this
do this.
Is absolutely diabolical behaviour.
Then he came back again 20 minutes later.
And do you know what? He did it like a sort of half an hour before the Meghan Markle, Thomas Markle interview. So he said, now you're all watching. It was like a publicity stunt. Now you're all watching. Have an interview on. Anyway,
Stand Up to Cancer Bake Off. It's on tonight.
Anne-Marie, who we spoke to yesterday, is on... I don't know if she's on tonight, but she's on one of the episodes. But who is on her episode with her?
Well, it's split into like 4 people each episode, because each episode of COVID, so we had to do it for each episode. I was with Dame Kelly Holmes, who I'm a massive fan of, because I was just into athletics when I was younger. James McAvoy was on my one, who's like obviously incredible. And David Bedell, who's hilarious. Yeah. So I feel like I had a good one. I feel like I was really average. you know, what everyone aims to be in life. But yeah, it wasn't good because I wasn't bad and I wasn't great. So I was kind of like trying to mess other people's cakes up because I just couldn't think of what to do.
And how much practice did you do?
I did a lot, to be honest. Yeah, I got really nervous about it. And I was like, right, I'm buying all of the equipment. I'm practicing. I'm trying loads of different ways on how to do it. I went to my mum and dad's and this is the story about it though. I went to my mum and dad's with all the ingredients and equipment. And my sister was like, you know, you can't bring ready-made cake mix to Bake Off.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, no, but thanks.
So that kicks off tonight. There's so many people in the John Bishop we're obviously going to be very interested in. This is Miley's new track. Called Angels Like You.
She's dipping her toe back into Nashville, isn't she?
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeehaw.
That's the thing at the moment, where you don't fully dip the toe, you just have a little bit of a nod and then it still sounds mainstream and you get away with it. I think that's what's going on at the moment. So that is that. So
that's that. I will tell you this thing, it's gonna blow your mind. It's coming up in a few minutes, just after 9. We'll chat about it.
I think there's a bit more of Thomas. He's been speaking to Good Morning Britain, so we'll bring you that. And I'm not sure if they've wrapped it up with him. I know this has gone on about 8:30, but we'll bring you any more we get. It's F104. That is Dish the Dirt.
It's a strawberry alarm clock. It's F104. A girl has gone viral on Twitter, or no, Instagram actually. She shared an interaction she had with another female, and she saw this T-shirt. And it was a guy and a girl, and the T-shirt was printed on the T-shirt. And she thought, hang on, that looks familiar. So she said, hey, weird question. Do you know someone called? And they've blanked out the name.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
This is like the girl talking to another girl. Do you know somebody called blank? She says, yeah, I do, babe. Why?
Oh, babe.
This is, right. This is the screenshots of the conversation.
Yeah.
Was this photo taken in his room? Lol. Always good to put a lol in.
Lol. But, and weird question.
Yeah, it was because I left my stuff at his. Why do you ask? Do you know him? Yes, I know him. He's my boyfriend. Why are we even not his? She said, OMG, babe. I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Are you still interested in the top, though? She said, no, I'm not bleeping interested in the top. So she found out her fella was cheating on her by seeing a T-shirt on an Instagram post and realizing that's my bedroom.
You know, two things, don't cheat. But other thing, why are guys so stupid sometimes?
Oh, man.
You know? Hey, weird question. You know it's always followed up by a uh-oh.
I love the fact she didn't want to drop the sale, though.
What's wrong?
Do you want to buy the T-shirt? You should have bought the T-shirt and then just worn it the next time you see your boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
As you're, you know, throwing his stuff out the door.
Coming up, Jim has got a thing that's going to make you view streaming movies, the whole lot, differently.
Yeah, there's a Hollywood thing that made me go, oh my God, yeah.
And we want to send you to the Radisson Blue in Cork. Well, specifically, we want to send your ma, thanks to his range of 4-star hotels. Just tell us something about your mother, whether it's stuff she gets wrong on WhatsApp, things she says, things she broke, funny stories.
Funny, keep it funny.
Keep it light, keep it funny, and we'll sort out for Mother's Day before 10 o'clock on F104.
So Shauna had an eye appointment for her child, and she cancelled it. And we got one of our friends got in touch with us and said, look, she's after cancelling this eye appointment with this optician. So why don't you ring and say there's a fine for cancelling it? Because Shauna doesn't take any messing.
She really wouldn't mess with Shauna.
Would not mess with Shauna. So let's see if she goes for it.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to you? Shauna?
Yeah.
How are you, Shauna? My name is Matthew Fink. I'm calling from...
Yeah.
Yeah. You had an appointment there for Harley, is it?
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and you didn't show up.
I told them I wasn't making it. I couldn't make the appointment.
Who did you tell?
The girl on the phone.
Well, there's no record of the girl on the phone being told.
She rang and I said I can't make it.
No, it says on our records here that you just didn't bother coming down.
How much I got to do with you if I didn't bother coming down?
Well, I mean, Perth, man, if you make a booking in a place like this...
I reckon they said it would make it. Excuse you. Don't be bringing me with your attitude.
With me what?
I said, don't bring me with your attitude.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me you didn't show up.
Why wouldn't it surprise you?
It's people like you that don't bother bringing their kids to get their eyes tested.
People like you should mind your own business.
Hang on now, put you through to me manager. His name is James Prendergrass, because clearly you don't want to talk to me.
Clearly I don't.
Yeah, clown you.
Is this Shauna Rooney, please?
Who am I speaking to now?
My name is James Prendergrass, I'm here, the manager here at...
That cheeky pop that you have there walking for you.
What? Sorry, who are you referring to at the moment?
What's his name?
Matthew Fink you were talking to there a second ago.
Yeah, but what are you ringing me for? What's your fun?
Well, we have a record here that you never showed up for an eye test. And
what? What's the big deal? I couldn't see that test.
This is a very serious matter.
Is it? Oh, God, imagine.
Well, we have money owed to the business here, and we're
money?
Yeah, money.
Much?
Well, I can tell you now that it was 30 quid for your appointment and a further 30 quid fine for not showing up. We lost valuable business that day, Shauna, because of you.
Mate, put that dial back on.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, what I said.
Matthew, I think she wants to talk to you again.
Hello? You also got your eyes tested here and you didn't bother your getting the glasses.
Yeah, I know, because the data glasses just have window wipers.
Yeah, well, you need some pair of glasses to make you look good.
Says the one on the phone with his goggles.
What sort of mother are you?
That is no way to treat a member of our staff here. They're very dedicated to their job. And you are disrespecting Matthew Fink. And you're disrespecting myself, James Prendergast. James Prendergast! You want to cop yourself on, Shauna, and sort your eyes out.
You want to sort yourself out.
And your attitudes.
Yeah, your ma's attitude as well.
Your ma's attitude.
My ma, don't bring my ma into this.
You don't bring my ma into this.
Yes, will, my Prendergrass.
Your ma.
My ma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your ma.
Yeah, my ma, yeah.
Yeah, your ma.
Yeah, your ma.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
You smelly
bastard. We aren't smelly. Paul.
What?
Yeah.
Say hello to Paul there, Shauna. Jeez, you didn't take any messing, did you? Straight in.
No.
Straight in.
No, but here, when you said you're some sort of mother, I was about to flip. Oh, you're a dope, you are.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.